Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is Juan Soto hot? Do you know why?
Yeah, because he played the soon-to-be relegated Colorado Rockies.
Well, what about last night? He's facing Mackenzie Gore. That ain't easy. And he stared his ass down after he hit a home run.
He just found himself in Colorado.
You don't think there's another reason?
No, please tell me.
What if I told you that something happened magically at Citi Field that has turned all the Juan Soto mojo around? What if I told you that frequent WFAN caller and known Juan Soto hater John from Masbeth did a video about a week and a half ago, maybe longer than that, 2 weeks ago, in which he drove past Citi Field. In fact, you know what? You just want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This video apparently has sparked the hotness of Juan Soto. This is WFAN's John from Masbeth recording a video while driving past Citi Field.
Mets suck! Let's go, Yankees! Juan Soto's a f***ing bum! Juan Soto's a bum!
So that video was recorded on May 30th, 11 games ago. In that 11-game span, not only are the Mets 9-2, Juan Soto is hitting .378, a .550 on-base percentage, a .1280 OPS with 4 home runs and 8 RBIs. Did John from Masbeth wake up Juan Soto? Tiki, your thoughts?
No, I still think the Colorado Rockies woke up Juan Soto with his 6 non-extra base hits. But now he's hitting extra base hits. So, look, this was inevitable. We knew it was going to happen at some point. He just needed to figure out what it was. It probably happened a couple of days before when he started Soto shuffling again. He hadn't broken out yet, but he did start Soto shuffling.
He did.
And you could feel, I don't know, it was inevitable. You knew this. He's too good of a player for this to have lasted the entire season.
So you're not giving John credit?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I had any inkling that Juan Soto saw or was aware of this, I would give John credit.
You don't think Juan Soto's aware of John from Aspeth?
I don't know. Some athletes just don't care.
Yeah, but you know what?
They don't care about the social viral stuff that goes on about them. They just ignore it. They just go about their business. But some of them really care.
Well, but okay. So I agree some care. And I don't take Juan Soto as someone that would care, but there are certain people like Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank the Tank is known. Like people in the Brave locker room, the Met locker room, they know him. They may make fun of him, but they know him. He's like a mascot. I think John from Aspeth is entering mascot territory where Juan Soto is well aware of this ridiculous dude from Aspeth.
I mean, it's coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidence, as you know.
Exactly. I am fully convinced that that unhinged video has sparked Juan Soto. And joining us right now, Juan Soto, I'm just kidding. Joining us right now, John and Aspeth. John, congratulations, and I thank you as a Met fan for getting Juan Soto hot.
You know, Evan and Mets fans, you're welcome. It's my gift to all of you. From deep down in my heart, I honestly want to see the Mets do well because I want another Subway World Series. And I would love another Subway World Series where Juan Soto goes 0 for everything, strikes out at the end of every game, the base is loaded. I'm dying for that. You know, I was a little teenager when the 2000 World Series happened. I'm a grown man. I'm ready to fight for my squad. Like I said before, Tom Seaver's going to be having a Yankee hat and a Yankee shirt.
Oh,
if there's ever another Subway World Series.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready to fight.
John, do you have any indication that Juan Soto saw your video?
I do not know.
Mm.
And if he does, good for him, you know. Hopefully he did see it. Because in order for the Mets to make the World Series, you got to step it up.
Well, he is stepping it up. He is. And thank you, John. I appreciate it. I give him all the credit. I had a weird fantasy last night about a Subway World Series. Can I tell you about this?
Yeah. Fantasy or just dream?
Must have been a home game with Mrs. Met.
Now, fantasy is not the right word. It was a daydream. So I'm big on history.
Okay.
And I know that history doesn't mean everything, but history can sometimes be your guide.
It's not an indicator for the future.
It's not. But do you remember, and you probably don't, because you were playing actively in the NFL, so I will describe it. I don't mean to set you up as like, you weren't paying attention to the 99 Mets?
No, I really wasn't.
And I don't blame you. In 1999.
I was trying to stay on the Giants at that point.
I understand. Yeah, you're fighting for your career. In 1999, the New York Mets had this magical season. Magical season that ended in the National League Championship Series in which they lost in 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I even said last year's Met team, if I had to compare it to a past Met team, would be the 99 team. It's very similar. 25-year anniversary, but just the fight, everything about it.
Right.
Okay. They lost in the NLCS in the 6th game. The Yankees that year got to the World Series. We came very close to a Subway World Series. We did not get it, but we came close. The following year, we had a little juice to Mets Yankees, even before they played in the World Series. And that juice was added when Roger Clemens threw a baseball at Mike Piazza's head. And so for the first time, the Mets and Yankees went from just being geographical rivals to, whoa, there's something here. Roger Clemens beamed Mike Piazza. And then a few months later, after a near miss a year earlier, they played in the World Series. Does that not ring a bell? Does everything I just say not ring a bell? 2024, near miss. 2025, something happened that made them real rivals. In that case, Clemens. In this case, Soto joining the Mets.
You sound like Sean.
It's going to be Yankees Mets.
You sound like Sean.
What?
You sound like Sean. Oh, you remember back when OJ died? Same time OJ did whatever in 90 whatever.
Yeah, 94.
94.
But Tiki, this is where he didn't sound like me. I'll bring it home.
A president died or something. Like, what the heck? I don't even remember all
Nixon.
The criteria.
This is where I'll bring it home. You know what else happened that year?
What's that?
A team nobody expected named the New York Giants went to the Super Bowl. So let's do the whole 2004 all over again.
You kind of missed it, and you had a layup. I'll help you out. You know what else happened that year? The Knicks lost in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Pacers!
I forgot about that, too!
How about that? I didn't even include that.
So you're telling us that history, every quarter of a century, is going to repeat?
I am telling you that history is pointing us towards a Mets-Yankees World Series.
And the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't go to that part. That's yours,
baby. No, we're beating J.J. McCarthy, 41-0.
Wow.
You guys can add that on your own. But history, if it is an indicator, is pointing towards Mets-Yankees. And remember, a year ago, we sat here in the LCS early on, and I definitively told you there will not be a Subway World Series. I was very confident about that. And I even said, I'm not sure who gets picked off.
Right, last year.
Last year. I sat here in the LCS and said, it ain't happening. I think it's a little different this year. Because those indicators of 1999 and 2024 and 2000 and 2025, they are telling me, and they're telling all of us, if you're paying attention, that we are destined to Mets-Yankees. Do you not see all the hints I just gave you?
I mean, I do.
And you know what?
I can't help but think about the Giants in the Super Bowl, though.
I've swayed Tiki that way.
And that's fine, because the Knicks losing in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Indiana Pacers in six games, it all fits. And
wow, what if it's Jackson Dart? Just to close the loop on Chris. Jackson Dart looked phenomenal. I did not meet him. But he's a big kid, and he can make all the throws across the middle of the field, which is something Russell doesn't do a lot of because he's just smaller and not as mobile as he used to be. But he looked damn impressive. And from what I have heard is that Dave's is taking a very strong interest in developing him.
Oh, very nice.
So we won't know because he's not going to play right away. It's Russell Wilson, but he was impressive.
So you are buying that the Giants are going to the Super Bowl?
He's in underwear, but I am buying because you just convinced me the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. There you go. Congratulations,
boy,
everybody.
You heard it here first.
Can you imagine a February King of New York debate then?
It would easily be Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I think he may take over. Well, then again, if it's a Met Yankee World Series, someone's winning a World Series.
Somebody's winning a World Series.
But what if Jackson Dart then wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it'd still be tough.
Brunson will be
because
buried.
I don't know, dude.
It would still be tough because Judge wins the World Series. He's the king. He's just done more. If Lindor wins the World Series, you're breaking a curse since 1986.
True.
So I still think Jackson.
But what if Lindor does nothing? And it's just great pitching.
By the way, this morphing into East Jackson Dart, King of New York, is just like my favorite part of this whole thing. But yeah, I'm a big signs guy. I think we're getting a Mets-Yankees World Series, so you can tape that one.
I love it. I'm all for it. I can't wait. There's one slight issue.
Go ahead.
And I'm looking at him.
What I do?
You'll be. I don't think we have enough people here on the staff to get you through that. You can't sit here during a Met Rocky game after the Mets have won 9 in a row where you emotionally hedge and you're fidgeting and a Subway Series at this point in your life. Let's be fair, you're middle aged, so you've seen more than you're going to see.
He's not wrong.
It's not like when we were kids. How old were we? You know, we weren't
17.
17. I was probably 16 or so. So we had the world in front of us. Another Subway World Series for Evan Roberts when he still hasn't seen a championship, and the Mets are his best chance at this point. Let's be honest. With
by
all the teams
far.
By far.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're getting through that.
I don't think I will, to your point. I think it will be an emotional hellhole. Tiki should be paid triple during that week and a half. But it's not about me. I'm just telling you.
Got to work to 7:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.